Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I want to continue on with the thought leadership theme, as we've been talking about over the last few podcast episodes, and we're going to continue down that for a little bit. Also dig into some more tools and some expert interviews. But today I want to talk about, how can you influence an audience better? Through opinions or story? Now, it may seem simple, and it also may be controversial. Some people are very strong in their opinions, while other people are just reluctant to tell their story. So we're going to kind of explore that a little bit today. So let's talk a little bit about the difference between opinions and stories. So I want to start out with some definitions. This is coming from the dictionary. An opinion is a view or judgment formed about something, not necessarily based in fact or knowledge. That doesn't necessarily mean it's not true. It just means it's based on somebody's feelings, on their gut feelings, which has its place in business. There's no question about that. But a story is an account of an imaginary or real person and events told for entertainment. That's one way of looking at it. Or an account of past events in somebody's life or in the evolution of something. So yes, there is opinions that have some basis and some made-up stuff, and then there's stories that have some made-up stuff or some solid basis in fact. So the question becomes is, when you're trying to get across what it is that you do in business, when you're trying to become a thought leader, what's the difference between opinion and story? Now, this is my take on it, so you may have differing opinions, and I would love to get your opinions and your stories in the comments. Go to baconpodcast.com, look for this episode, number 332, and then put in your comments or your stories, whatever you'd like. So when we talk about opinions, we talk about something also known as popular opinion. What's the popular opinion? Well, that gets people elected, it changes products overnight, it can do a whole bunch of different things. But basically, it's getting a crowd of people to agree to something and getting them to share their opinion as well. Story is more like a case study. So in other words, let's talk about an imaginary product. Let's talk about a fidget spinner. All right, a fidget spinner, the opinion is this thing is really awesome. It just keeps me entertained, and I really like it, and I think it's helpful to my world. That's one potential opinion. A story would be, I have an autistic child that happens to use a fidget spinner. And when they use the fidget spinner, they have the ability to focus more on the task at hand. So an opinion is more about, you know, what it means to people, but the story is more about how it affects people. So opinion often challenges the norm. It challenges people to critical thinking. And you could bring up a political person, you could bring up religion, you could bring up just about anything, and you can produce an opinion that will garner responses. And I see this all the time in headlines. The one thing that's going to change your world forever. Okay, you see that kind of thing. That's an opinion. That's not a story. Unless they say something along the lines of, the one thing that I have changed in myself that has made a difference in my clients. Story is more about you. So an opinion challenges the norm. A story educates people as to what it does or what the new norm is. How do you create that new normal? An opinion, a lot of times, has a left and right, a right and wrong, a high and a low. There's usually polar opposites with opinion. So when you're telling opinions to people, you're going to get some people that are going to love it and some people that are going to hate it. And sometimes the haters and the people that love it go head to head. Have you ever seen a political post on Facebook? There was one that I saw the other day from somebody, and it was a picture of all of these religious people walking in front of the president. And one person happened to be of darker skin color, and it was like, he didn't shake hands. But what nobody noticed in that video was that the gentleman who the president did not shake hands with actually had a staff, a rod, and he took it from his left hand and put it in his right hand, so his right hand was occupied, and that was the hand that the president was shaking with everybody else. Now, do I necessarily agree with everything that everybody says about any political topic? No. But somebody was out there spreading an opinion of this person dislikes people of color based on that one fact. There may be other ones that maybe they do, maybe they don't. But based on that one, I said, if you really watch what's happening, if you look at the true story, the story ends up being that the gentleman took the staff from his left hand and put it in his right hand, obstructing the ability to shake hands, and moved on by. And then people created an opinion around that rather than understanding the true story behind that, which is, who is that person? Why did they do what they did? Where was this? What were the circumstances? When did this happen? There's so much more detail to it. So a story tells us what's possible. Maybe the story is that the person wasn't paying attention. Maybe it was that they did it on purpose. Maybe it was a protest. It's hard to say. So the difference between opinion and story is, opinion tends to polarize and tell us what's right and what's wrong. A story is there to tell people what is possible. So an example of this would be, it's my opinion that if you use content marketing, you can get rich. Now, a story on that is, I worked with a particular business, especially somebody who didn't feel like they knew how to tell stories in their business. So what I taught them how to do was how to take what they do in their daily lives, basically plug a USB cord in the back of their head, pull that out, put it down in blogs, and then share it across social media so that people could see the knowledge and experience that she had. By doing that, she ended up reaching more people and ended up growing her business by over 30% because she personalized the story. So that, my friends, is a longer explanation of the last one, which was an opinion. But the bottom line is, by using stories, by using case studies, by telling people the experience rather than telling them your opinion, you have a much better opportunity of creating conversations. Those conversations are the things that lead to relationships. And if you know me, I always say that relationships are the currency of business. So I'd love to hear your comments and feedback. Go to baconpodcast.com, look up this episode, and leave them there. Also, if you want to check out my mastermind, go to baconcoach.com/BWM. It's only $1, and you'll get a lot more great ideas like this. Hopefully see you there.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.